People are gathering tonight in the Upper Valley for an unusual spectacle. It's a take on an iconic performance art piece from the 1970s. In that first version, a woman, completely naked except for a garland of flowers around her neck, made music from a giant block of ice. Now the piece is being reimagined to reflect modern themes, and as NHPR's Brita Green tells us, that's required some modern engineering as well.
The centerpiece of the work is an ice cello. Yes, you heard that right, a cello made of ice. So rather than sounding like this, it sounds a little something more like this. Here's how it works. Picture a large block of ice, dyed black, loosely molded in the shape of a cello. Frozen inside are several pickups, little microphones that pick up vibrations. The performance is the work of two artists. One, wearing a black wetsuit, holds the cello, using metal picks and bars to rub and scrape the ice, sometimes softly, sometimes violently, sending ice shards flying. The second mans a laptop nearby that's wired to the microphones in the ice.
And it's really my job to transform those and kind of magnify and amplify those signals such that they can become resonant.
That's Dartmouth music professor Spencer Topel. He and Seth Parker Woods, a cellist and performance artist, first imagined this collaboration a couple years ago. But it's one thing to dream up an instrument like this, and another thing to make one in real life. Topel does a lot of experimental work, sound installations, and he's no stranger to engineering challenges. But he says this one has been a particular headache at times.
There were certainly moments when I was terrified.
Like when he and Woods tried to freeze the full ice cello for the first time. They'd built a mold out of silicone, almost like a really rubbery, flexible cello case. But when they filled the mold with water and tried to close it, it was just leaking like crazy. For help with the whole thing, Topel started making the trip across campus from the music department to the engineering school.
Well, he came in to ask about making a cello out of ice. And I honestly had no idea what sort of a person I was working with.
Kevin Barron's been working in the machine shop there for almost 20 years. He says it's not too often that musicians come through their doors.
You're probably yourselves, as you listen to this, thinking to yourself, what is the point of a cello out of ice, and how is that possible to do? And that was exactly my feeling. And of course, you can't get past the question of why. Why would you go through all this trouble? Which is one more reason to love the arts community.
So let's get to this question of why, because for the artists, the ice cello does carry a deeper significance. Seth Parker Woods, the cellist, Topel's collaborator, had been interested for a while in the original 1970s ice cello performances, which were done by a white woman named Charlotte Moorman. But Woods, a black man living now nearly 50 years later, wanted to go in his own direction.
In visualizing this work and conceptualizing it, you know, I didn't want there to be kind of this historical reenactment of a work that, for one, changed each performance she did of it. And I wanted to do something that actually had more meaning for myself and in this particular time in my life and in the USA.
He thought about mental illness and specifically schizophrenia. He said several family members struggle with the disease, and he's seen the stigma and criminalization of mental illness, especially in the African American community and often at the hands of law enforcement. The sounds that emerge from the ice cello and the cello's form itself, a frozen and ultimately fragile black body, are meant to give voice to these ideas. And for Topel at Dartmouth, holding the performance here in the Upper Valley carries some significance as well. He says it's the most socially conscious piece he's ever worked on, and he was drawn to that in part because of his own experience as a white man with a biracial family here.
We're always at odds with the kind of the fact that it is a very white area, and sometimes that can be really difficult and alienating.
The piece, titled Iced Bodies, will run for several hours tonight in Hanover. You can come and go throughout or stay for a while and watch as the cello chips and melts away. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.